All right, and I'm Joe, and I don't know what I'm going to name this new podcast format. If you know, and you know me, and you can think of something, let me know. You know, DM me, message me, I don't care. Come up with a name for the new podcast, and I will figure it out. I will think of something. So, first, I'm going to say, obviously, there's going to be mature subject matter. There's probably going to be sex talk. And, of course, I'm going to be cussing. So if you don't like any of those three, get the fuck off my podcast. I'm just being blunt and simple. There we go. All right, hold on. Thank you. So, in this format, we're going to talk about things that either piss me off or I don't understand. And one of the things that pisses me off more than anything, because it is all of us, it affects all of us, is the number system. And what I mean by the number system is the number system of what we rate people as. You know, that, oh well, you know, he's an 8 or she's a 10, or I won't date anything under than a 5, or the bullshit fucking crap like that. Because I'm sorry, I am, that shit doesn't work. It's a bull crap thing that shouldn't have never even been thought of. Whoever thought of that needs to have their asshole ripped out by a soldering iron and then fed them through their mouth. That's how pissed off that makes me. Because the fact is that it is asinine, it's immature, and it is unreliable. But also the reason it pisses me off is because the fact is that you will have people base things that they know nothing about. Like, your criteria for being a 10 is so astronomically high that it's damn near impossible. And one person's 10 might be another person's 6, and one person's 6 might be another person's 2, and it's just so fucking goddamn unreliable. Like, hold on, when did this ever fucking matter? You know, I'll be the first to tell you how I'll make this my fucking dating site if I have to. I don't fucking care. I will tell you right now, if you treat me with respect, you talk to me like a human, you overlook the fact is that I sometimes put my foot in my goddamn mouth, and I act immature 90% of the time, we are good. I don't give two flying fucks what you look like. Good God, we fucking put too much emphasis on looks. We put too much emphasis on what this person can do for me, or how are my friends gonna make look at for this play. Fuck your friends. Some of you have. But I don't literally mean fuck your friends. I mean, they should not have the final say on what you do. And neither should a goddamn number. Because what's that number really gonna do? Slap some makeup on it. Oh, she gained a point. Oh boy. Spend $30,000, get bigger tits, flatten her ass, or plump her ass. Oh, she got 2 more points. So you're telling me she went from a 3 to a 6? And that? Uh-uh. What it meant was that you were so superficial that she had to hurt herself, that she had to make herself worse because she had to spend $30,000. Now she's $30,000 in debt. And now she feels less inadequate because the fact is that she had to do all that. So now if she doesn't spend money on makeup, she's not as pretty as you thought she was. And women, don't even think I'm not going to talk about you. Because women do the same thing. Women put men on a, you know, scale. Ooh, he's a 10. Ooh, he's a 8. Eh, he's a 3. Eh, he's a 2. You forget, I work at a fucking bar. And I'm the guy that no one pays attention to. So I hear every fucking thing. I hear people talking about, you know, I went with this guy. He was all right. He was mainly a 5, almost a 4, but, you know, he did drive a nice car. Like, what the fuck does his car have to do with you having a connection with the guy? You're not dating his fucking car. You're dating him. Good God, what would happen if he drove a fucking tricycle? He may or may not have been Saul. I think that would have been funny. I'm using my new sound card. I hope you guys really like that. But here's the thing. And this is, without a doubt, the last thing I'm going to say that pisses me off is that good people, honest good people, are sitting out here alone contemplating, you know, ending it because no one will give them the time of fucking day because they're a 3, they're a 2. And the one main thing that pisses me off is this goddamn television and movie shit. Ain't no way in bloody fucking hell that a guy in real world, in real fucking world, that looks like Kevin James is going to be going out or married to a woman that looks like, I can't think of her name, and I just had it. Fuck. You know who I'm talking about, the lady on King of Queens. Or the movie that, this is what happens when you do a, you know, another podcast at 3:53 a.m. But She's Out of My League, where, you know, he's the TSA agent, and she's the hot, you know, bullshit. Bull fucking shit. We all know that will never happen. Ever. And if I am wrong, I want you to go onto my fucking social media. I want you to post me a picture. In real life, I do not want bullshit crap. I want you to fucking go on my social media and I want you to post real life people that look exactly like them, polar fucking opposites, and I want you to show me. Because I damn near know they don't exist. Because everyone uses that fucking rating system, and guess what? There's a rule: you don't date 2 below. You don't date 3 below, what the fuck ever it is. And guess what? Those people that are those 3s, and guess what? And here's the problem: if you follow that, if you go and say you don't date 2 below, so a 5 don't date a 3. And a 7 don't date a 5. How the fuck are we all still dating people? Because some of you may think you're a 10, you are a damn near negative zero, or negative one. Because in my realm, you would suck. So, but that's all I have time for. So I will see you, I will hope to have you guys come back next time. Again, I'm Joe, and again, if you have a, you know, a new catchy name for this, you know, just drop it on, you know, either here at Podbean or, you know, come up with one and drop it on Podbean, because I don't think I have anything else. None of my other socials are working, except my main one. So, all right, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.